WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Claire Morning Show. Happy freaking Friday. I cannot wait to start this conversation. Been teasing all day. Special guest bringing her pretty brown melanin magic through midday shenanigans. On the phone right now, my sister from another Mr. Remy Ma.
Hi, babe. How are you? You miss me?
I miss you. I can feel your smile through the phone, yo. Like,
thank you.
Your energy is awesome. So first off, shout out to a Mary Mackey holiday. I ain't spoke to you since before the holiday in the new year. That was dope.
Thank you. Did you enjoy it?
I do. First of all, I want to tell you, if you and Pap don't know, y'all are like the Barack and Obama for some of us. We've watched y'all love up on each other for years, support each other for years. So you
thank
are my hashtag
you.
Relationship goals.
Thank you.
How was it for you? Like that whole demographic with his mom wanting to cook and you being the great wifey. How was that for you?
I mean, that's how we really are in real life. Minus, you know, the profanity. They cut that out. So definitely in real life, there's a little bit more cussing going on. But it's natural. And I think that's why people gravitate towards it and why people feel like they can relate to it, because it feels real, because it is real. You know, we don't get on there and like, okay, let's turn into Black Love, your Papoose, and I'm like, this is what we do. And the crew that we work with, they're so protective of us. If they even think that's something we do, because we joke around and we laugh with each other a lot, but they even think that it's going to read wrong, you know, to the audience, because they don't know how we really are. They'd be like, let's rearrange that. Let's fix it, because they're so protective of what we represent. And it's dope when you have people that care enough to want to protect your relationship. So I just think everything that we do is just authentic, and it's just us. We don't really try. We don't write it out. We don't rehearse it. We don't plan it. We just do it, and it comes out cool.
So are we going to get maybe a baby special? Because we all done seen some posting stuff. I just want to know, because I'm excited for you. WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Claire Morning Show. Look here, Bacon Biz. Did you miss me and Remy Ma talking Melanin Magic, Pretty Brown? And, of course, you know I had to ask about her papoose and this baby.
Okay, so I'll give y'all the 411 on that. What happened was.
Uh-oh.
No, it's good. It's good stuff. We did the whole IVF situation where you take the medications and I take the shots, and then they extract the eggs and then they mix them with his sperm. So we did all of that, and we have it. So when the day that I'm ready to go and be like, hey, put it in the oven, let's start cooking it, it's ready to go. I just have to wait till my cycle is, you know, it's a whole big thing with this. Like, everything is based on very precise timing and things like that. And then I have this super great record, Melanin Magic, Pretty Brown, that just came out that I want to make sure everyone gets a really dope video for. It is definitely, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, happening.
I'm here for it. Let me know so I can send my little baby shower gift if I can't be there physically. I'm here for this. It's like when you see...
Thank you.
You are so authentic that you can't tell me that I don't know you, that you ain't my homegirl. We don't hang out, have cocktails the whole night. Like, you can't tell me that. So
No, we just don't get to hang out due to separation. We have a long-distance homegirlship.
I love it. Now, speaking of our homegirlship, can I just thank you for Melanin Magic, Pretty Brown?
You're welcome. Thank you for what?
Stop playing. You know you welcome. Now, look, as a woman, your love affair with hip-hop goes back and forth. Because I love me some hip-hop. I don't always like how I'm described in hip-hop. And sometimes you just need to be reminded of how magical you are. Mm-hmm. So from the moment this joint with you and Chris Brown starts, you just feel it. And then I'm listening with my shoulders bopping like, I'm so dope. I don't even know if that was your intention, but how did this come together? You and Chris in the studio, and the thought just to put something out in the atmosphere like this.
Strangely, it started with a post that I put on my social media. I posted a picture of me, and someone had commented that they think I'd be pretty if I wasn't so dark-skinned.
Are you serious? Like, we still doing that? Really?
I was just like, it was just weird to me. So I'm like, so you like everything about my face, my body, my everything. You just think it'd be pretty if it was in a different color. So I'm like, okay, now I can understand that if we're talking about some shoes. Because I'm seeing shoes, I'm like, oh, that's a nice shoe. But if it was red, I like it more. Like, we're talking about a whole person, a whole human being. It started this whole big conversation between me and my friends and this so-called silent war between light-skinned people and dark-skinned people. And when it was all said and done, I just realized, like, this is not just something in, you know, the quote-unquote African community. This goes on in so many different races and so many different nationalities and across the world where, you know, the same group of people, but they feel like they get treated differently based on, you know, the tone that their skin is in. And I just wanted people to who feel like me or who look like me or who's ever been through anything that feels like that to know, like, yo, there is magic in your melanin. Your brown is pretty and there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to be whatever color that anybody tell you, whether they tell you they think you'd be pretty if you was darker. Like, no. Yeah, I feel like everyone has something about them that makes them beautiful. And I've been talking about this. This isn't something that I just woke up one day and was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to jump on this melanin magic wave. Like, I've been talking like this since conceited. Like, look at yourself in the mirror like, what the? Like, that's me.
Can I tell you something you may not even have known? Not only did it make me feel super proud about, my wonderful colors and hues, me and my curvier girlfriends was like, finally, somebody gets it. I'm often told that I'm cute to be a big girl. And I'd be like, well, I would like to believe that I'd be cute no matter what.
Right.
And as I listen to the lyrics of the song, that's what it embodies. Like, you are fabulous. Every shape, size, color, height, come through. Come through and celebrate it.
I like my dark eyes. I like my thick thighs.
Girl.
I like my hair without this weave. I like it when I got to sit there and wash it in sections. Yes, I like all that. I'm happy with all that. I have no problem with none of that.
I'm so happy that I get to tell you to your face, or at least your ears, thank you. Thank you for loving, celebrating, and supporting us like you do. It's refreshing. It feels good. And when I say I probably need to get you to D.C. because I really want to do a 7 winter, 6 summer little listening lounge party situation where we go through these tracks. I can't wait for this album.
Well, I'm here for it. You know, I'm here. Phone call away. Let me know. We can set it up. Well, we don't even got to wait till the album comes. We could do a Melon and Magic Pretty Brown Spa Day or something crazy. Like, I'm thinking, that's how I'm thinking. Let's get it. Let's not wait till May or June when the album comes out. Let's just start warming it up right now. Like, we could make it happen. It's nothing.
DMV, you heard that. She got places to go and things to do. But we're about to do a Melanin Magic Pretty Brown Spa Day. I might have to get some shirtless men to serve us cocktails while we get massages. Remy, you got it. We about to do it.
I just want you to keep that same energy. Make sure that when the shirtless, muscle-bound guys come, that you tell Papoose that you recommended them, not me.
Girl, you know I got you.
Okay.
And you was married, not blind.
So thank you. I just want to, like, babe, I'm with it, but it wasn't my suggestion. I was just going along with it. I can't disappoint my fans and my peers and my friends. I'm just helping them, you know, set the scenery. Yeah,
and that's what we stick into.
That's the story.
Damn right it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the phenomenal, I keep telling y'all, she is my phoenix. She done rose from some sugar honey iced tea that I'm sure people were like, it's the count out. And here she is. And of course, before they tell me to wrap it up like Dave Chappelle, is there anything that you would like to say to the DMV?
Well, DMV area, it's your girl, Remy Ma. This is my newest, latest song, Melanin Magic, Pretty Brown, coming off of my upcoming album, 7 Winters and 6 Summers. You heard it here first. Hope you love it as much as we do. Enjoy Melanin Magic.
And there you have it. This is your last 24 ENT. This is how we kicking off the weekend. Matter of fact, when your boss go in the office, because I don't want you to be fired on your day off, turn this up in your headphones and dance and celebrate you, the cloth that you come from. Then tweet Remy, tell her how much you love it, how much you like it, and how we all want to be in the video. We just want to be posted.
Thank you.
Post it on the side. Thank you, my love. Have a phenomenal weekend.
See you soon. Thank you. You too. I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you so much, babe.
The feeling is mutual. Love back to you. Peace, queen.
Bye-bye.